שלום וברוכים הבאים על סדרה של תוכניות.
Hello and welcome to a series of programs about women in a new world. Today we will start with women's leadership in history. Together with us is the Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. We will discuss the topic with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Rav, very happy to be with you. Norma, we have Nitza Mezoz also with us. And let's start. Nitza, throughout history we see there were quite a few pioneer women made a big difference in the world. They laid the foundation for a progressive society. But we see that these women needed to be really heroic in order to go against the social norms, against the culture at the time. There are a few heroines that we can speak about. But we see that the history was written by men, because despite that, very, very few women are written about. Even if they were part of it, they were kind of left behind. And now we would like to understand this together with you. What was the process that women went through throughout history that we could see in the perception of the people at the time and with the women? How do you see it from your view? I'll have to make an effort here. I will tell you.
ההיסטוריה היא מתפתחת לפי המבנה הכללי של החברה.
History develops according to the structure of society and of the whole universe. As we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's a structure that has 10 spherot.
להתפתח המבנים האלה מלמעלה למטה מקטר
ו... And they develop from above, below, and below upward, through Malchut, and the feminine part of the structure, that's Malchut. And until it gets to Malchut, and until it develops, the woman here is always in the concealed role. You can see it throughout history, in all of the nations, and throughout all of the times. There's a difference here with the nation of Israel, where the role of the woman was a bit more highlighted. Maybe not more, but it was still highlighted. With Adam and Eve, and then with the heroines who were accompanying the men, we see it with women who were also not part of the nation of Israel.
There
were events surrounding these women, like the daughter of Pharaoh. It's not just daughter of Pharaoh, but Bat Yudke, which is the daughter of the Creator. Where we can see throughout history, and we can see in the Bible, the Tanakh, how every time we see the women in a very special role, and we can say that it's always a positive role. And that's why in the times after Tanakh, the biblical period, we see how there's the wife of Rabbi Akiva and others until this time. We can see in our period that it's very special We've entered this long period of exile for 2,000 years. We're in a completely different state. These 2,000 years, we were in a period where women had an even more concealed role as part of the exile. And now, that we're coming out of the exile, we see how women are getting this freedom and this role, this liberation that we can see in this period of time, in the 21st century. We can see that women are already becoming the dominant part of development. We can really see it in this modern corporeal time where we have many general managers, CEOs, presidents, world leaders. As we advance more, we see it's not just a feminine force, but it's also the feminine figure. The role of the women is becoming more important. We can see how it's all about raising the malchut, which is the feminine part of the world's model, how we need to raise it above the universe. Even though the woman was concealed until this point, because she was the last sphera, she has now become the most important, because coming out of the concealment, the hidden space, and with the reforming light, the ochozer, the reflected light, it gets back to the ketel, and we see that it has the most important duty. That she had all of the glory with her throughout the concealment. And now she's coming to the world stage and being shown as the most important. That's why I believe in this century, especially from now on, we need to see time to give women more time and space to advance and see women as an awareness of their role, that they have to correct the world, and that they can really bring the world to this uppermost aim that we really stand at a precipice to. Norma, women's development was always a bit lagging behind. First of all, do you think it was so? And if it does happen, why? Dr. Michael Eitner. Yeah, it was happening. As I was saying, it's because it's the last tenth sphera. Malchut was the last part. And it's the feminine part. When she receives and gives the restriction and reflected light, it gets back to the ketel and it illuminates throughout all of the spherot. That's why there's the matter of the Or Yashal, the Or Chozel, the direct light and the reflected light. And there's certainly a disregard of women throughout history, that women were not respected as they should have been. But it all needs to be corrected in our time, because we are coming to the final part, where the woman needs to grow and to open up to the world. Nitza, we see most important part of the women's coming up on the world stage was in the 19th century, where we started to receive the voting rights, education. They were advancing the women's rights, but they were also advancing society. They were advancing people from lower socioeconomic statuses. And we see that it started from the 19th century. Dr. Lightman, it's not just to give women a place on the world stage. Historically, educationally, and in states' rights, we can see how she's also bringing everyone with her. The whole world comes with her. That she changes everything. We just give room for one woman to be on the world stage, and everything changes. Nitza, how do you see our time? What's special about it? You say that there's this wave of women that's going to come up. What's different about our time, Dr. Lightman? We have come to the correction of the world. We have a lot more to correct. But according to the actions and the time, we are already at the end. We are part of that process right now. Each and every day we can see the woman's role as more obvious, because that's what nature is pushing us towards. On the other hand, the male force will be serving the women. We have to show how the women have this role, and that she has to take this into her hands, and that she won't disregard it. Because if women don't take their role, then that means they're leaving it to the men. But the men can't do it. They cannot function as they functioned before. So if the men aren't functioning and the women aren't functioning, then we see that there's this empty space, and that'll be very dangerous. And that's also the times we're coming up to. Norma, so what's the difference between the leadership of women and leadership of men? And how can we integrate them? Dr. Lightman, men and women, if they don't know about the purpose of creation, and they don't know how it needs to be governed, and that it needs to be brought to what nature is demanding from us according to nature, then it won't be good anywhere. Not anyway. We need to have education. And from this education, women will take on roles that are greater than before, that are more heroic than what they had before. We see here that the time in humanity, that until we get to this final stage of humanity, and humanity is not entering this correction by the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and the connection in tens and so on, until it's not completely implemented, then men, like throughout history, will be in their role. But as soon as we start to disseminate this method of education and work in tens, and that it's all serving this one soul of Adam HaRishon, and women will start to take on that leadership role. And men will be more confident in their establishing of tens, and women will take on this dissemination role. That's why I'm always saying that dissemination is for the women. Nitsa, so you're giving us this very revolutionary point of view, and you're tying it directly to the social correction that we need to go through and that special role of the women. And it's very interesting, because that woman who throughout history was in the back, in the same society, he looked at the woman as, let's say, that they won't listen to her to the end. All of a sudden, she needs to be at the front stage and take care of that same society. Dr. Lightman, and the men agree to it. That's what's interesting. The men agree to it. Nature is operating in a way that gives the women the right ahead. And there's no one stopping her, because it's that way throughout the world, except these dictatorships of different kinds in South America, in Russia, and so on. In the rest of the countries, never was like this. It's already quite a wonder, and it's not just now, it's for the last 100 years. How can it be that in England it happened? Norma, because we want to focus on the historic process, there's a question. The leadership qualities, were they always with women? Is a woman born with these qualities? Every woman? Dr. Lightman, it's a matter of development. Women always had these leadership qualities in the home. It was in this space where the men just couldn't do it. The man couldn't do it. If you place a man into a small classroom or into a home, he will not be able to manage it. He won't know where the forks are, he won't know where the plates are, he won't know anything. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the mind to organize these things. He can't do it. Throughout history. So the woman was in control. And with time, there was a change. And it doesn't have anything to do with our world or with our mind. It has to do with the development of our soul that is coming closer and closer to correction. Where the woman needs to, the woman was included with these bigger things that were coming from above. These degrees of Ketel were coming down to her more and more, and she started to feel herself understanding what was going on in the world. And she was ready to express herself regarding these bigger things. And it wasn't just about the kitchen anymore, but that she can advise to kings, to men in general, to governments, to parliaments. She could suggest and advise all kinds of solutions. That wasn't just about cooking. It was really geopolitics. And we see how there are all these women throughout history. They were also mothers at the same time. It's because the time came from the lights that were getting closer to Malchut. They gave the illumination to Malchut, and women felt that they could work with it. And when she felt that she could work with it, it means that she can organize these things more than a man, because she is the final Sfira. She can give the reflected light and connect all of the Sfirot that came before her, and she can organize all of them and move all of them. The man remains in his role, in that specific role, and the woman has the force like with children, where she can control all of them. She has the mind for all of these things. Norma, nature gives women these qualities of leadership to every woman? Dr. Lightman, yes, it depends on what their personal characteristics, like not everyone can be like Margaret Thatcher or Golda Meir and many others, but each one has their special leadership qualities. I personally think that we need to replace all of the women, replace all of the men. We need to replace all of the men who are in parliament. They need to go home and let women govern our countries. Nitsa, what quality are we talking about? What do we need to awaken in the women so that they can lead humanity to a new place? Dr. Lightman, we know that wherever a woman works, there's order. We don't need the forces of the man. We don't need his male strength. We need the women who are balanced, who are liberated from the little nonsenses that they can sometimes get involved in, that they are able to really govern a country the way they govern a home, that they see themselves as the balancing force between all of the different parties. And only a woman can do that. Only a woman. Norman, what have we done incorrect up to this point? Dr. Lightman. Women were not male enough. Nitsim, what do you mean? Dr. Lightman, don't forfeit your place. There are enough laws. There are enough laws in each and every country for women to demand governorship, so that they can demand what they deserve, and to give them the strength, the force to govern the countries correctly. Nitsa, let's sort this out a little bit. What's the difference between the demands of women who are advocating for civil rights? Dr. Lightman, this is, you know, there's little things. Nitsa, and what's the difference between that and what you're talking about, Dr. Lightman? I'm talking about something that's spiritual, first of all. That a woman has to, as a result of education, to understand that that's what's most important. That she will obligate all of humanity the way that she obligates her own children to study, how they go to school, that they have to go to school, they have to bathe themselves, you know, all of these things that a mother does. She has to see herself doing this for all of humanity. No, what is the demands of a woman? Dr. Lightman, she needs to see that all of humanity is waiting for her, that she has to obligate everyone to engage in the spiritual matters of the world, the purpose of creation. Nietzsche, what do you mean by that? What does it have to do with our society? Dr. Lightman, we see that in society it opens up. If we connect between us correctly, then we let the upper light, the upper force of nature, to enter and take care of it. And that's the role of women, the role of a mother. Nietzsche, can we say that the fight here, in comparison, is as a fight for our ability to bestow to society? Dr. Lightman, of course, yes. No one thinks that a woman needs to. Well, there are some who do think about it, that we need to show the men. No. We are talking about what's called as peace at home. Norman, we can say until now, throughout history, we saw that there were individual women who were pioneers. And today we're talking about a force of women, something general that's more wide, that's more inclusive. Dr. Lightman, not just. We are seeing that women can really be at the front of the stage, but they're missing this bit of knowledge, wisdom. They're also lacking connection and organization. If they want to advance, they will need to learn, and accordingly they'll connect, and they'll know their role, and with their mind and heart, they'll be able to implement their role, their duty. Nietzsche, there's a very big revolutionary psychological thing that we have to go through here. Dr. Lightman, you have no choice. Think about it. If you have children who have had that, they have to be accepted in some university. And if they don't get accepted, then it'll be very bad for them. So what do you do as a mother? That's it. Nietzsche, if until now, let's say the attitude to women was a certain attitude that educated our perception, and you're now saying that it's your turn. You have to take the reins. You have to take control. But throughout history, we're going through being back at the stage, and now all of a sudden we have to be at the front, and this is a complete revolution. What can help women to recognize their duty, their role, that can awaken them to this role that they have now, and this ability, Dr. Lightman, the correct education, learning this? I see that as soon as I explain it, as soon as I talk about it, they just go down to the home and to the kitchen. Nietzsche, so what can you recommend? Dr. Lightman, to take on the roles that are small for now in our society. Let's say even in Bnei Baruch. Take on roles that from succeeding at this, from there they'll be able to connect a group of leaders. Norma, in order to develop these roles, the question is, what is the horizon that we are aiming for? Where are we aiming? What's at the horizon? Dr. Lightman, knowing the purpose of creation, the stages that we need to go through, and through what do we attain this? What we need from here on out. That's first. Second, that we will advance in a way that in the future, those same women who are now starting to study will prepare themselves to be the leaders of society, the managers of corporations, and so on. Norma, how will this be expressed? Dr. Lightman, by women feeling, I am turning, by you, I am turning to all women, all the big international group of women, that you need to feel that you have this special role and you need to be in this and you need to be more aggressive, more assertive, more ready to save humanity from all of this very extreme state that we're coming to. Thank you very much. We are very grateful for this conversation. We hope to have another one because this is very interesting. It's also very challenging for us as women because it's awakening us into action. Dr. Eitman, what's the action? Nitsa, as you explained, this action of going out and starting to organize society and lead them and see where it's going to explain, to disseminate. We have many actions to do, and we're very grateful for this conversation. Dr. Lightman, I am sure you're capable of doing this, and I'll be very happy to help any way I can. Good luck. Norma, thank you to our viewers.